Okay, many thanks. Good morning, everybody. Sorry for starting so early in the morning. So from for somebody, it's still night in the U.S., but really sorry, we have the AGM today at 10 o'clock, so, and we have approved late yesterday afternoon our first quarter results. So I will go quickly to our presentation, and as usual, with Ranieri De Marchis and Antonio Manassari, we are more than happy to answer to all your questions. Starting from page 2 of the presentation, some key highlights. The first quarter net income is up close to 29% year-on-year and is the best quarter ever of the group. The revenue growth is up to close to 10% year-on-year, with positive contribution from all the business divisions. The cost control is pretty good. We are close to 2%, so, and we have a reduction of non-HR cost. So that the operating performance is really good, is up to 20% year-on-year and 32% quarter-on-quarter, which is, again, a very good number. In terms of quarter one, we are close to 6%, 17 basis points higher than 06, December 06. The risk-based asset growth is quite small as planned. We are improving significantly revenues on risk-based assets. You will see afterwards the number. We went up only by 1.4% in terms of risk-based assets, improving more and more the quality of our risk-based asset base. The net impaired loans are down by 800 million on December 6. The REL portfolio is below 4 billion, and the special credit portfolio has been reduced by 1.5 billion. These two numbers are in the first 2 months of the year, so we don't have yet the final number at the end of March. It's in February, at the end of March, it's even better. Going to page 3, the actual number, where we have, as usual, the comparison year-on-year and also year-on-year at constant forex and perimeter. So you can see that we are close to 6.5 billion in terms of total revenues, cost 3.386, the operating profit is 3191, as we said, up 19.9%, 21.3%. The cost-income ratio is reduced furthermore. We are down to 51.5%. Revenues on risk-weighted assets, we are at 6.21. In the first quarter last year, we were at 5.51. So the improvement is quite significant. The cost of risk is aligned to the previous year, 57 basis points. Then we will explain all the numbers of the previous year. There was a price purchase adjustment, so in reality it's better than the previous year. In terms of full-time equivalent, we have a further reduction of 1.340 full-time equivalent. Branches are grown by 57. So if you go to page 4, we have most important KPIs. We have the economic value added is close to 1 billion, it's almost doubled year-on-year, 74% growth on the previous year. The marginal RARVAC is at 15.3%, up from 10.2% the previous year. When we consider, as we said, the risk-weighted asset, we are up 1.4%, so that the cost-to-income ratio is 5.99, which in reality in terms of growth is even better, because as you can see on the right side of the chart, we have 28 basis points in terms of organic generation of capital, and then we have minus 11 basis points due to alignment to New Bank of Italy Istruzione di Vigilanza for calculation of Tier 1 capital. That means the deduction of 50% of banking and non-financial shareholders. Let me say this is a sort of anticipation of a negative effect of Basel II without having the positive effect of Basel II. So it's really a one-off element. In reality, our capital generation has been 28 basis points, and we are fully in line with the plan. If we go to page 5, we go to the main numbers in terms of income. We had a very good growth in terms of net interest income year on year, 9.3%. Is minus 0.4% on the last quarter, but in the last quarter we had some exceptional item. The net commission are up 6.7% year on year and 5.6% on the last quarter. Trading income is not comparable with the last quarter, but went up by almost 20%, 19.8% on the first quarter of 6. As you know, there is always a sort of seasonality in trading income. We have a positive impact of the exchangeable generali of 58 million, the last year was negative, but in any case, is a very good result, still confirming the strong and solid business system we have in our MIB division. In terms of cost, HR cost is up of 4.8% year on year, but you have to consider that in the first quarter of 6 there was not the right accrual in terms of NBO system for MIB division, while this year we are accruing perfectly the MIB cost due to the exceptional result they had in the first quarter. So, in reality, also the HR cost is perfectly under control. The other administrative expenses are reducing as well as depreciation, and this is the effect of the integration. If we go to page 7, and I think that also this chart is quite interesting, this gives you an idea on the fact that the integration process is going perfectly well. We are reducing the staff in all the structure. We had a reduction which is close to 2,200, and then we are investing in Russia, in retail Italy, where we are hiring people. The retail division is down by 300 people. We are investing in retail Italy for catching opportunities in terms of growth, as well as in corporate, mainly in the living area and others. New consolidation, we have the new consolidation of Planet Home, of insurance broker, and UniCredit Leasing to train. These were companies that were already in the perimeter, so in reality it's not a change at all. So the reduction is even higher than the one we are showing as the next effect. If we go to page 8, we have what about below the line. I don't want to talk of net redundancy on loans because then we have a specific charge on that. If we consider provision for risk charge and integration costs are almost irrelevant, the tax rate is 29.4%, so aligned to our guidance. Then we have the minorities. The net income from investment is something which was already official in the last quarter last year. We were expecting for the closing due to the authorities' approval in the exchange and the commercial union, the pension fund in Poland that we were obliged to sell. And these were numbers that we had already announced in the last quarter, saying that we would have the closing in the first quarter this year. Loan loss provision, page 9. If we would have the number gross of the price purchase adjustment, the growth is 0.7%, which is flat, is substantially stable on the previous year. And if you consider the growth we have in the risk-weighted asset base,
We have an improvement, as you can see at in the following page. The following page, we have the cost of risk per geography. As you can see, we are down in Italy from 66 to 59 basis points, in Germany to 60, in Austria to 51, in Poland to 59. We have a very small growth in Central Eastern Europe, but without exception, right back, we had in Zaba, in reality, we have a reduction of 9 basis points. So everywhere we have a significant improvement in terms of cost of risk. And if you go to page 11, you can see the improvement we have in terms of asset quality, because if we consider that net impaired loans, we are down by 800 million in the last 3 months. And if we consider where we were at the beginning of 2005, we have a reduction which is close to 5 billion, so it's quite significant. The weight of the net impaired loans on total net loans is down to 3% from 3.23 we had at the end of December, and the coverage ratio grew by another 170 basis points. So that means that we continue to improve significantly our asset quality situation. And this is also shown in the following page, page 12, where we have a further reduction of the real estate restructuring portfolio. You remember that this was one of the main worries at the deal completion. When we announced the deal in June 2005, the amount was 15.4 billion. Today we are down to 3.8. And also the special credit portfolio, which is a performing portfolio that we have segregated from the remaining portfolio to be able to reduce and to be focused on that, extracting the maximum possible value from that without having our commercial people spending time in managing positions that we think are not strategic, went down by further 1.5 billion at the end of February, and in March went down furthermore. If we go to page 13, this is a quite an interesting chart because you can see the diversification we have in terms of sources of revenues, operating profit, capital allocation, but mainly economic value added. You can see that all the divisions are improving quite significantly. What is impressive is the growth year on year in terms of economic value added were the lowest, improved by 12%. So the double digit growth, which is corporate. In corporate, we see something afterwards. We had also very significant improvement in terms of revenues and risk-adjusted assets. The focus on ADA is stronger and stronger in all the divisions. Again, this is quite important in terms of value creation. If you go to page 14 and the following pages, we have a snapshot on the divisions. The retail division is improving the revenue base, is reducing significantly the cost structure, so that the operating profit is up by 17.5%. Deterioration, quote unquote, in terms of net write-downs on loans is related to the price purchase adjustment difference and to the base of consumer credit, so that we have a significant improvement in terms of ADA. The ADA is up close to 54% year on year. The cost income ratio is already pretty good because it's 63.6% with still room for improvement. As you can see, the cost of risk is down by 20 basis points. This is what I was referring before. corporate division, page 15, also here we have an improvement in terms of revenues. The cost growth is mainly related to what we are doing in the leasing business in Germany, where we are opening some branches as well as in Italy for catching growth opportunities. So we are investing in the area. As I said before, we continue to have an improvement in terms of revenues on risk-weighted assets. We are at 3.14, so that the EVA went up by 12%. So we think that also in this area we have very good results. MIB is continuously improving. Profit before tax is up by 51%. The growth rate in the operating cost, as I said, is not very significant. This will be maximum on a yearly basis, because here we have the proper accrual in terms of bonus. What is impressive is also the growth in terms of revenues on risk-weighted assets from TR 5.1 to 7.1. The cost-income ratio is really good, and the EVA, 392 million, is as well quite significant. What is interesting is the fact that we have growth in terms of revenues in all the different business lines. And this is quite important for us. Asset management continue to perform quite well. We have a significant reduction in terms of cost due to the integration that is becoming more and more effective of the acquisition we made in the US, Vanderbilt, Oak Ridge, and so on, so that the operating profit is up by 15%. The EVA is up by 26%, which is quite good in terms of results. In terms of asset growth, we have 1.7% growth. We have to consider that in US we are going up, but there is the exchange ratio effect. So in reality, in dollars, the growth is by far more significant. Private banking, in private banking, as well, we have a positive performance. The cost income ratio is 60. The economic value added is almost stable. This is an area where, for sure, the performance is quite good. An area where we are investing for growth due to the fact that after the completion of the reorganization in Italy, the competencies are quite good. We are the second largest bank in terms of onshore private banking. We think that there is an opportunity for us for growing in a very attractive business due to the low capital absorption. Poland, page 19, despite of the discussion we are having in Poland for the merger and so on, which, as you know, has been approved by the AGM and is undergoing, the numbers are talking by themselves, so we continue to have a very positive performance in the country, as well as in Central Eastern Europe, where you can see at page 20 we have a very significant growth in terms of revenues, operating profit, net income for the group. It's also interesting to have a look at page 21, where we have a split of the different countries in terms of revenue growth and in terms of net income growth. As you can see, all the countries are performing quite well. In Bulgaria, we have to consider the fact that we are merging three banks, so the net profit We are also investing significantly because we have also a branding process, which is in terms of cost quite significant. The performance in terms of revenues is in any case quite good also in Bulgaria, where we have 19.4% revenue growth. Overall, we are really very satisfied of our presence in Central Eastern Europe. And the two main countries, you can see in the last page, Turkey and Russia, where the performance in all the perspective are really very positive, both in the country where we have implemented the merger, Turkey, and in a country where we went up in terms of participation to 90.7%, that means Russia. I've finished my presentation, as we said, we have half an hour for answering to all your questions.
This is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Anyone who has a question may press star and one at this time. The first question is from Ms. Francesca Tondi of J.P. Morgan. Please go ahead, madam.
Good morning. Hello, it's Francesca Tondi from J.P. Morgan. Well, first of all, congratulations, not just for the numbers, but actually, finally we have very clear disclosures, all the numbers up front. This is incredibly helpful. So we've given Antonella her time in the past, so I think it's good to say thank you very much now. Everything works very well. Three questions I have. One is, can you give us a little bit more visibility on the on the MIB division? Obviously, as you've actually told us, markets have helped. Market trend have helped this quarter. Can you tell us a little bit more how much you feel that has been incorporated in the strong trading performance that you had? How much is more structural with the platform that you're building, so that we can have a little bit more of understanding on how we should be looking at this revenue contribution going forward. On a second point, Italian retail, the cross-selling doesn't seem to have, in terms of the fee generation, a huge progression here. You mentioned asset management not doing greatly. I think we can all see the numbers. Can you tell us a little bit more of what you're seeing on the domestic market there? And the last point is a point on Turkey. I can see that costs are still going up in Turkey. Is there not at some point more of a restructuring story coming through that? I can see that the top line is doing very well, but isn't there some restructuring benefit that should be coming through at some point? And if we could have a little update on generally how the reorganization in Turkey is going with the banks integrating, that would be great. Those are my questions. Thank you.
Okay, as I said before, in NIB, the different business lines are improving quite significantly. So we had a very good performance in markets, where we are year on year above by 9%, but an even better performance in investment banking, where we are year on year up by 32%. This means that we are doing really very well on the financing activity, that means structured finance, advisory, and so on. Markets, we are doing well in pursuing derivatives, in equities, where, as you know, our strength in Central Eastern Europe is quite important, as well as in fixed income and currency. So I would say that really this is the deployment of the platform we have, As you know, the volatility in the first quarter has been quite relevant. We have seen also some competitors with somebody with a positive result, someone else with negative results, due to the fact that there were significant directional position for us. In reality, is, as we always said, business driven by our customer base. So I would say that is more the franchise than proprietary trading. What is important to say is that clearly there is a seasonality in the volume the market is doing. Usually the last quarter is less relevant in terms of turnover from the customer base. This is also one of the reasons why we have a seasonality on the revenue base, being mainly driven by customers. In terms of Italy, the retail performance in Italy is really good. Talking of retail, on corporate, we had a good very good performance in terms of interest margin. We are slightly below the previous year in terms of fees, mainly due to the fact that in the first quarter we have redesigned the network, so we have reallocated customers in terms of portfolios in the network of Unicredit Bank and Impresa. The private banking division in Italy performed quite well as well. So I would say that in the retail business we are accelerating significantly. In corporate we have a very good result on interest margin, as I said, stable situation in the fees, which is we have also to consider that the first quarter last year was quite good, so in any case we are very positive. So in Italy what we have said in terms of the capability of speeding up is something that we are seeing in the numbers.
And can you give us a little view perhaps on how pricing is going in Italy, if there's any a pressure on the asset side or whether you are still seeing improvement on the pricing on the deposit side, on the spread?
We are seeing some pressure in the retail business, mainly in the mortgage business. On the corporate side, today we are seeing a stable price or a small compression, but let me say that we at the moment we are not seeing significant compression. For sure, the competition is there. As I said before, since we are more and more focused on revenues, on risk-weighted assets, we are always looking more to this number than on the specific spread when we are talking of corporate. We have to consider that in Italy we have a very positive impact on the deposit side,
which is still coming through.
Yes. Turkey. In Turkey, the costs are going up due to the fact that we have an alignment on the HR cost. This is something that we have announced openly, and that will have a second step in 2007. On the other side, the revenue base is performing so well, and the other administrative costs are, let me say, controlled. So the operating profit is quite significant, I would say, even better than what we were forecasting. So we are doing better than the plan.
Thank you very much.
The next question is from Mr. Ricciardo Ricciardelli of Millennium Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Del Profumo, first of all, congratulations for the results, especially on the higher than expected numbers in Germany. My question is, however, on the strategic combinations, as you commented. First time since I follow UniCredit in a press release for a quarterly disclosure. It looks to me like a general and, in a certain sense, due statement, as new compliance rules force companies to comment, to release comments like this. However, profiting by these new guidelines in your disclosure, as you usually didn't comment anything on rumors like this, will you say that also SOGEN might have the characteristics of creating value for UniCredit shareholders? Thanks.
Let me say, on SOGEN, we made a very clear statement some days ago. I will read again the statement in the context of regular total activity of strategic growth opportunities, there are contracts with Societe Generale with whom, as you know, UniCredit has a long-standing relation. If we are having contacts with Societe Generale, that means that from our calculation, this could be a value accretive option. But in any case, I think that the calculation can be made also by you.
No, definitely the calculations is up to us and to the market. I was just wondering if SOGEN has the characteristics, as you say, for Capitalia in the statement, or this can be ruled out at all. I think it's not, but it's my simple opinion.
I don't understand the question, because clearly any option can be accretive or not. It depends on many different elements. So I'm not capable to judge. Let me say, the pure financial calculation can say if we are having, as we said, contact, that means that we have some meaning, because you have contacts if you have a meaning, unless you don't have contacts.
Okay, thanks so much for your answers.
The next question is from Ms. Anna Benassi of Banca Leonardo. Please go ahead, madam.
Good morning. I have three questions. One relates to provisioning. Do you consider the level you showed in the first quarter as something more or less sustainable for the rest of the year, or you see there are some specific point? Yes. Okay. Then the second question relates to the real estate market with a particular focus on Italy and not on Germany. We have seen some bad situation here in terms of some of the entrepreneur and in general, in any case, some weakness in the market. How you see that translating in your group in particular, but in general in the banking sector, in terms of impact on mortgages on one side, volume growth and marginality on the one side, and in the other side in terms, again, on asset quality and provisions? The third question relates to the strategic comments you made in the press release and you reiterated recently. As far as I see for the last, let's say, year and a half, your engagement, obviously, and commitment was to integrate the HVB group, but also the emphasis was the benefits of a diversification, not only by business, but also by region. In case, as you said in the press release, you can create value with Capitalia, how you comment the increase of the Italian weight into your group on the one side, and second, do you see will be in case focusing mostly on commercial banking, or you see other benefits in different business area or industrial holdings? Thank you.
Starting from real estate, we have seen some, let me say, not an easy position in Italy, not related to the real estate market, but more related to other elements. So very clearly, the growth in terms of practice on the real estate market is less buoyant than it was some years or months ago. But in theory, this in terms of a retail mortgage, because our mortgages are all retail, would have a positive effect that is partially counterbalanced by the growth in interest rates. So today we are still seeing a good growth in terms of still a double-digit growth in terms of retail mortgages. We have seen some pressure in terms of spread, as I said before. We have to remember that the spread in Italy are still the highest in Europe. We are still, in any case, significantly above 100 basis points, so which is pretty good. We are not seeing deterioration in terms of repayment. You have to consider that the repayment level is quite related to the structure of the customer base, much more than to the so because in reality also in our market we have a different quality level of customers in terms of repayment capability. So the real topic is to be able to, as we are, thanks to the fact that we have a focused organization, to segment the customer base and to price differently since the beginning. Usually the main drivers are nationality in terms of repayment rates and what is the loan to value and the duration of the mortgage. So so in this perspective, we are not seeing changes from the past.
And in the leasing business, if I can?
In the leasing business, we didn't have exposure towards discussed counterparts. Is the answer is satisfying you, Anna?
Yes, thanks.
strategic option. Let me say that we are and we will remain an European company. So I don't understand so much the meaning of the question because clearly growth rate or the volume we have in different countries is quite important. We will continue to be very diversified. We are very diversified. And today I'm not foreseeing a change in terms of structure. So that is not relevant for us. Anything would happen wouldn't change the identity of the group as a European company. We are and will continue to be completely European. The country for sure where we have the lowest market share is Germany. Is the country where to increase the weight let me say could be quite interesting. Unfortunately, it's not so easy because there are not many options. So for sure. Ventura today in terms of revenue days, the weight of Italy in the first quarter is decreased because we are below 34%. So I think that this is a demonstration of the fact that we choose the right way, becoming more European. The last question was commercial banking versus industrial banking. We are a commercial bank. For us, if you consider NIB and asset management in commercial banking, because if you ask me, for sure, investment banking is an area where we continue to grow. Have you seen the performance of NIB? Hopefully, there are all the elements for continuing to perform as we have performed in the first quarter. The weight of investment banking will continue to grow, as well as asset management. But this is the answer. If behind the question there is something more in a theatrologic way, to explain me better the question.
No, so I come back to one of your past comments. You have to move with opportunities and not with dreams.
This is for sure. I'm paid for creating value for you, not for dreaming. Anything that would create value must be at least considered again. Then, having said so, we are a commercial bank. If in commercial banking you consider asset management, investment banking, because these are two areas key for us. The performance we are having are demonstrating that we are good owners of that. From this answer, you do expect that we will have an external growth in investment banking, the answer is no.
Thank you.
The next question is from Mr. Riccardo Rovere of Mediobanca. Please go ahead, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Profumo. It's Riccardo Rovere from Mediobanca. I have a couple of questions. In retail Germany, you have, if I remember correctly, in the plan, you have something like 7% revenue CAGR, while today you are running well below this kind of levels. At the operating performance, this is compensated by probably stronger than expected cost cutting, but cost cutting cannot last forever.
Have you ever managed a retail bank? Do you think that the acceleration in retail banking revenues can come in one day?
No, I'm sure.
It's a retail business, so we have a plan, but we are at the beginning of the plan.
Mm-hmm.
We are preparing everything is needed for that. Have you seen the reduction we have in risk-weighted assets in retail?
Absolutely. So, that was part of my question.
Yeah.
Is the RWA reduction, the fact that you are freeing up capital and so on, is this going to affect going forward, is this going to affect revenue generation, or should we expect a reversal trend?
Cleaning up the base and so that we have a clean base from which we can grow. Clearly is an heavy activity we have to realize.
Okay, fine. And the other question I have is could you give us an explanation about the kind of erratic progression in net interest income in CE division, which came very strong in Q4 and now is down to roughly 470 million from 520 roughly in the previous quarter. Is there any particular reason why, because for these moves? Kind of peculiar movement?
There was an exceptional item in the fourth quarter last year. Mainly related to starting from the beginning, we have a growth year on year, which is 15.9%, which is quite important. Then we have a change in the fund transfer pricing in quarter on quarter, so that this is the reason we have this reduction of partial reduction in net interest income in the last quarter vis-à-vis the previous quarter. So and then are also exchange rate
okay.
Topics. But in any case, as you have seen, the revenue base is up by 16%. So. Which is pretty good.
Yeah, and finally, in a similar question on in the MIB division, I remember in Q4 there was a transfer in NII from trading, and NII went up substantially in Q4. Now it's up again. Has there been anything similar in Q1?
No, this is due only to volumes.
Okay.
You have to consider that, as you know, some position, it depends on how you finance some trading position as well, because you can have the profitability of a deal, which could be trading profit or interest margin. It depends on how you finance the position. But this is due to volumes.
But there was in this quarter there was nothing like the previous one.
No.
A switch
okay.
From
not
one to the other. Okay, fine. Okay.
The next question is from Mr. Ralph Brewer of West LB. Please go ahead, sir.
Ralph Brewer from West LB. Good morning. With regard to Germany, HVB reports that, let's say, in retail banking, it was once again the success of specific campaigns in the first quarter. On the other hand, you have reported rather low net sales in Germany. What's your view on the development in your retail business going forward? Will you hold up with campaigns like Since Ace, the Best of Fund Certificates, and so on?
Sorry, could you repeat that because we didn't hear? Would you be? Hello?
Yes, hello.
Could you repeat the last part of the question because we didn't hear?
How's your view on how the retail business is
no,
going?
No, this is what I understood. You said finally. Would you be happy with
Yeah, there were, let's say, at least two campaigns to highlight, like the 6% since Ace and the Best of Funds certificates that were sold by the retail network. Are they able to hold on this year and keep this performance as we saw it in the first quarter?
Let me say that, as I said, the retail business in Germany is not an easy business, and we know perfectly. We are completely redesigned the product offer, and we are working on the distribution channel. We are quite happy with the results we are having. You remember that the first quarter last year has been, we can say, relatively exceptional. So we are fully in line with our plans, and we are very satisfied with the reaction the bank has in Germany. For sure, we are completely aware that is a business less profitable, for instance, what we have in retail in Austria and in Italy, but again, we are fully satisfied with the performance. ACB overall had a fantastic performance. I would say that the cost income ratio below 50 is even unconceivable. So we are very, very satisfied with the way retail and overall HEB is reacting to the redesign process. Also the fact that we are able to continuously reduce the cost structure is a demonstration that things are going quite well.
Could you eventually strip out how much is due to the first-time consolidation of Planet Helm and in Q1?
Is irrelevant.
Okay. Thank you very much.
We have more cost than revenues, so it's irrelevant. It should be in any case we make the presentation today.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Unfortunately, I have a room for one question. And then we have to go to the AGM.
The last question is from Ms. Anke Reingen of Execution. Please go ahead, madam.
It's Anke Reingen from Execution. Thanks a lot. Just quickly, unfortunately, like small two questions. Firstly, on the Tier 1 capital, can you just update us on the impact of the squeeze out? And also, at the time of the merger with HVB, you gave 07 core Tier 1 ratio target of 6.4%. Is this something you basically still envisage for 2007? Secondly, sorry to come back to that, but just talking more in general about value creation from deals, I mean, HVB was clearly a very smart move given restructuring potential. Is this the key area where you basically think value creation is coming from, i.e. restructuring cost synergies, or do you think there's value to be created from scale? Thanks a lot.
Let me say that you are right. We gave a guidance of having 6.8% in terms of core Tier 1 in 2008. And we are fully aligned with our plan. The squeeze out process will require 22 basis points, more or less, for BACA, 33 for HVD. It depends when the completion will happen because we do not expect to have them for sure in the second quarter, maybe one of the two in the third one, maybe the other one in the fourth quarter or even in the first quarter next year in terms of completion. So this will be financed with the ongoing cash flow we have. As we said, in the first quarter we had 28 basis points of generation. So we are aligned with our expectations. Talking of restructuring or economy of scale, we are doing both because when we are talking of HVB, it's not only restructuring. We have many areas where we are exploiting economy of scale, starting from the procurement area, moving towards the IT area, and going to the back office, for instance. Now we are centralizing the back office activities per function, in the sense that we will move towards the fact that we will have a single back office, I'll give an example, for mortgages or for security trade or for plastic cards, which would create a very significant economy of scale. So it's not true that HVB is a restructuring, only a restructuring story. Then for sure the specific improvements we have in terms of performance in HVB is partially restructuring, but you can be sure it's also quite a lot economy of scale.
Sorry to be unclear, but I was more talking about value creation from future deals. Would you then think cost synergies?
But this is, sorry if I can maybe that I'm too practical, as I'm used to say, I grew up in the kitchen. It's a very theoretical question in the sense that if there is something that can be restructured, you restructure, if there is something where you have economy of scale, you have to consider also economy of scale. you can say, again, the driver is to create value for the shareholders. I think that we have been able to demonstrate Unicredito. When we made the deal with Unicredito, I think that we have created a lot of value for our shareholders. It was a restructuring story or an economy of scale story? I don't know. I know that we create a huge value for our shareholders. No, sorry for that, but clearly these were three very well performing savings banks, but putting together IT and so on. So if I will do something more in Germany, is restructuring or economy of scale?
But you would basically say that you still think the main part of value creation would come from cost savings rather than revenue synergies?
It depends. It depends on any specific situation. So today, with HVB, again, we are having for sure cost cutting, but the fact that we put together the platform in NAB is accelerating our revenue growth quite significantly. So it's something that you have to consider on the specific case.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so many thanks. Unfortunately, I have to close down. I have to go to the AGM. Bye.